Brethren, I want you to know something. When you have pastor, teachers, prophet, evangelist, when you have all these things, they will eventually cease. Mm-hmm. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
They will eventually
cease.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These things are in the body to bring people to the unity of the faith, which is none other than perfect, unfeigned love.
Amen.
Perfect, unfeigned
love.
Now, just imagine if people work together in love. Do you know there will be nobody here that will be broke?
At all.
Do you know that some certain gifts that are hidden in people they don't know? Do you know that there's some people who are specialized in healing?
Of course.
It's all components of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Some people don't have to say a word, they'll just touch you and you are healed.
Amen.
You cannot be like that kind of person. They are different. You might be that one.
Yes.
We have different callings. Praise God. There are some people that just has that anything they touch, it will turn to gold. It's just, that's their calling. You don't have to be like them.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, something happened in the book of Genesis when they tried to build a tower that was going up to heaven. The Tower of Babel. And the Bible says that they came together in one purpose. And it is recorded clearly that God said, these people speak one language. They are united in one purpose. For this reason, nothing will be impossible for these people. Those people will have reached the heaven if they had continued speaking one language. But they were divided. That is why their project failed. So you can see that unity is the thing that we are looking for in the body of Christ.
Amen.
The love out of a faint heart.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor will cease. Because the Bible says that all shall know me from the least to the greatest. All shall know me.
It's true.
And in that knowledge, healing comes.
Amen.
Jeremiah says, all shall know me from the least to the greatest, and I shall heal and pardon their work, their iniquity. All shall know me. The knowledge of the Lord is not just knowledge of knowing God somewhere in the sky. It's knowledge of God, is the knowledge of the mystery of the union that we have with God. Because without you, there is no God. And without God, there is no you. You are interwoven with God. You are one body with God. God loved the world so much and he has given us the Son. The Son is not just one man with blue eyes and long hair. The Son is a mystical body that has been from eternity. It's a composite body. God has given us the revelation of the Son.
Amen.
When he says he gives us the Son, he has given us the mystery of the Son, so that we can once more walk in the Son.
Amen.
That is the only way to salvation. To recognize the mystery of the fellowship that we have in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One body, many members. These things are all over the Bible. Right from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God was trying to reveal a pattern. Something that we have all forgotten as men. Praise God. Look at yourself. What do you think you are? Who do you think you are in the eyes of God? What do you think you are? Jesus Christ rediscovered himself. People think that Jesus Christ was just one holy man. And Jesus Christ was different from us because he had a revelation.
Amen.
Of his origin. He says, I know where I come from. And I know where I am going to.
Amen, amen, amen.
Do you know your origins? Do you know where you are coming from? That's why the Spirit has been given to you, to bring remembrance. No matter how your situation is in this world, no matter how you could have a body disability, whatever, no matter. God is saying, you came out of one source. And that is the end of the faith, to rediscover that one source.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I came out of the Father, and I go
back to the Father.
I go back to the Father. I go to my Father and your
Father.
My God and your
God.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
This same Jesus that they called Lord, Savior, now says, my God and your
God.
My Father and your
Father.
That is the end.
Amen.
Of the faith. I go to the Father. I go to God. I ascend back.
Amen.
Into that life of God. It's an ascension, and it starts right now by knowing the truth. And recognizing that this world that we live in is not the real world. Love not the world, nor the things that are in this world.
Yes.
Don't love this world, because if you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. Don't mind everything. This is not the real world. See, this world that we live in is not a real world. Praise God.
Amen.
What you are seeing is simply a reflection of what is in the invisible.
Amen.
What is in the spirit. Because the heavens, the earth, declare
the
glory of God.
Hallelujah.
They are speaking day and night. Everything you see is speaking.
Jesus.
Declaring the mystery of God's invisible kingdom.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you see in this world today is simply a love song.
Hallelujah.
What you are seeing in this realm today is a love song that is made manifest in the natural. And who is singing this love song? Behind the scenes, there is a body. Behind the scenes, there is a company of saints.
Amen.
These things are hidden because man has become so conformed to a natural world that all he can see is these things in this natural. Praise God. But the days are coming when the eyes of the blind shall be opened.
Amen.
And those days are here.
Amen.
When the ears of the dumb shall be unstuck.
Hallelujah.
And people begin to see.
Amen.
That the glory of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. It's everywhere. It's in everything. Hallelujah. Look in your hair. Look in the everything in the atmospheres, in the heavens, on the land, in the sea. Everything made, everything created is simply declaring the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ knew this mystery. That's why he spoke in parables. Praise God. His parables were always pointers to God's kingdom. His parables were always pointers to the real thing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All is wonderful. You know, this when you are young, amen, everybody, you get a husband. And the lady is very anxious to get the best
veil,
the best bridal gowns and all that kind of stuff. They're wonderful physicians.
Yes, sir.
And then you start with a family, you get a good job, your father comes to bless you, and you know, those things are wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah.
But over the years, you discover that these things, they just fade away.
Ephemeral.
They what?
They fade away.
Hallelujah. During our wedding, you know, we had a very big wedding. Years ago, over 20 years ago, big Rolls Royce, a limousine with sirens and police sirens, escorts, and you know, all the top men in town were there and all that kind of stuff. And I looked at the picture some days ago and I told my wife, you know, all these people around us that took these pictures, they're all gone. Where are they? They've all disappeared. There's probably about two of them remaining. They're all gone. Praise God. And when I looked, I was looking slimmer.
Of course.
Amen. And she too was looking a bit slimmer. Man, I was wondering, man, what happened? Why the transformation? It shows how time, things change.
Amen.
In another 20 years, how will we look like? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In another 20 years, where will you be? Can't you see that we are living in passing time? everything you see is passing away. Oh, you think 20 years is long, it's far away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. When did we meet? Not about almost 18 years or
yes,
thereabouts. Yes. And I remember just like yesterday.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God that God gave me the grace to come out and start, you know, doing the right things at the right time. Because I tell you, you could just go in that passing time. You know the people of Noah, how they drowned in the sea? Those things are happening right now. People are just drowning in passing time, dying off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, the people are finding a door of escape.
Amen.
And this is through the revelation of love.
Amen.
The revelation of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Behind the scenes, there is a body. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that all things created were created by Him. Without Him, was nothing created. Now, here we are coming to the matter which people don't like to hear. That statement is not complete without your knowing that you are in Him.
Amen.
Before this world was. Jesus Christ says that you have been in Me before this world was. That means you are co-creators.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to you in the book of Job, chapter 38. Job chapter 38, verse 4 to 7. Are we there?
Yes.
Now, Job, we know the story of Job. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Job is a story of man. Every man that has tasted of mortality. Praise God. Job is the story of every man that has tasted of life separate from God. Job is a man that is in his travail, perishing in sin and death. Hallelujah. That is the story of every man. But you see, a time comes when God appears with a whirlwind. You know what the whirlwind means? It's the Holy Ghost. Remember when the whirlwind came down on the day of Pentecost? Amen.
Amen.
And God spoke out of the whirlwind. You see, God, look, let me tell you a thing. All that God needs to do is to speak and let my sons hear. Hear you, heavens. Hear, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear my words, hallelujah. Hear all ye Israel. Let the Lord speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the Lord speak, the mountains in your life will begin to skip like lambs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He lays bare the mountains. And the valleys in your life begin to be raised up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When the Lord begins to speak in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God speaks to Job. Hallelujah. And look at the question God asked Job. You know, at the end of all these questions, Job fell down. And he repented. Why? Because he didn't understand what God was saying. He didn't understand. Praise God. But today, we have the what? The Spirit. There's nothing. Nothing. Of the secret of deity of God. That is not at our disposal.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Because he said the Spirit will reveal all things to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not going to reveal to you about geography and mathematics.
Yes,
or how to get final. Or you know, how to get your best husband. Huh? He will reveal to you the things of deity. That can help you to get that.
Amen.
The other things.
Amen.
But he will reveal the mystery of deity to you, of God to you. So you can walk as that God in this generation.
Amen.
So God speaks to Job. Job chapter 18 verse 38. Job 38 verse 4. God speaks to Job and says,
where
was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declaring thou hast understanding. Hallelujah. Who has laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Who has stretched the light upon it. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Who laid the cornerstone thereof when the morning stars sang
together?
And the sons of God
shouted for joy.
Where are you, Job? You that think you have understanding. You religious man. Where were you? You know that Job did not know that he was among those companies. It was hidden from him then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a people that have been in God before this world was. These are the morning stars, sons of God. It says, to him that overcomes will I give the morning stars. He has given them power to become
sons of God.
You see, God is restoring something here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, this thing is not complete without recognizing one thing. That they sang together.
Mm-hmm.
You see that word?
Mm-hmm.
Together.
Hallelujah.
You see, that together, you cannot find it in this world. Together cannot be found in this world.
Amen.
We're talking of a divine unity.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
When God says, let us, do you know it's a body of people speaking there?
Yes.
It's a company of people speaking. Let us make man in our image. These are the sons of God.
Amen.
These are the morning stars.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, these people have, they're not of this world. You see, the problem with every man today is that man has married this world. Man has abandoned the celestial abode to unite with this world. The kings of this earth have committed fornication with Babylon. They've united themselves with the systems of men and the systems of religion. Now, these things are, you know, the Bible is a very deep book. In the days of Noah, do you know why they had problems in the days of Noah? You know why there was so much wickedness? Because the sons of God is reckoned. They said, the Bible says, the sons of God looked down upon the daughters of men, and they were attracted by their beauty, and they descended to marry the daughters of men. That is the union that formed the giants. Do you know what they call the giants? Those that walk in the flesh. That's why there is wickedness on the earth. Everybody wants to have dominion over the other, and strive to rule over the other, and to conquer each other, and wars and battles here and there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, but God is taking us back.
Amen.
To that place today. And to get back there, we have to let go of all things. Everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must lose your life. What you think is your life, you must let go of it. It's not something that is easy, but you can do it by getting the revelation.
Amen.
By staying focused, the Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To pass through the eye of the needle. You know, the camel, Jesus Christ says the rich man. Now, the rich man is the earthly man with his ideas and his knowledge. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he says to pass through the eye of the needle is like a camel. It's a rich man to enter is like a camel passing through the eye of the needle. Now, the camel, you see the horns at the back.
Yes.
He talks of his luggages, the excess, the things he has gathered unto himself in this world.
So.
Praise God. Thinking that they are wise, they have become fools because they've gathered the glories of the world unto themselves. Do we think that we are rich because we have material substance? Do you think that we are rich because we are, or we have fame because we are recognized by men in this world? Nothing. The true life is the life in the spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. The Father knows the Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not for men to know you. It's for the Father to know you. But this day, every man seeks the glory of man.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every man seeks the glory of man. To be approved of men and whatever. And people are deviated from the way. Everybody. Praise God. But today is calling us back to that union in the light. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we can see the key here is togetherness. Love. Recognizing that as we are. You see, there is nothing somebody out there can do to me. Praise God. That can make me to hate or despise that person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must put the mind of the Father where we see the Father God in all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because to enter into this realm, you must be a child of love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You cannot have grudges against anybody. You cannot hate anybody. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he that has this hope purifies
himself.
You purify yourself by seeing greater and greater this revelation, this great mystery of the fellowship that we had in God before this world was. We must ascend back into that oneness. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you judge your brother, Jesus Christ says what? Remove the
love in your eyes.
Then you will see clearly. When you see clearly, you will see that your brother
is yourself.
You will see yourself together among the morning stars.
Amen.
In the beginning. And all these our traditions, traditions of men, our beliefs in this world, we have to let them go.
Amen.
And you know it's our beliefs that make us fight each other. We believe it this way. Look, there's no way. The only way is God.
Amen.
Praise God. The only way is God. They say it this way, they do it, they do it this way. There's no way. All those are just our beliefs as men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Very important to understand. Now, talk to the book of Psalms. Now, these are things we read before. But you know, we have to read this thing again and again.
Amen.
Even the preacher has to read this thing again and again.
Amen.
Amen. At times, we have to go to a quiet place, only us alone. Read this thing. Let this thing become flesh in us. Hallelujah. Meditate on this thing. Hallelujah. If you want to fast, fast. Amen. Let this thing enter you. Amen. If you want to fast, fast that you may know him, that you may love God, that you may not love. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I know I'm fasting here for job. No, I don't want to fast for. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are we at Psalm 144 or 113? 133, sorry.
Psalm 133.
133. Now, these things are in the Bible. They are inspired by the Spirit.
Amen.
These things are inspired by the what?
Amen.
So when you read these things, don't take them on a very surface level. You read them deeply because God is giving us a key to escape here.
Amen.
These are some that we read over the years and they look as if they are not ordinary letters. They are spirit inspired. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in
unity.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that round down the beard of Aaron's beard. Even Aaron's beard, sorry, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Listen to here. For there, the Lord commanded their blessing, even life
forevermore.
That life forevermore is what?
Everlasting life.
Eternal life. I think you can see what the Italians would call vincolo. He first of all says, how lovely it is for brethren to dwell together in
unity.
The unity of the faith. One voice, one purpose, one mind. How lovely it is for brethren to dwell in love. Unfeigned love, fervently loving one another, what? fervently. Hot love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not that type you do at midnight. Praise God. It's more deeper than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How lovely. Then it goes to show us the benefits. It's the highest thing in God. Praise God. That is the highest thing in God. He says there, God has commanded the blessing.
Amen.
We can only love each other when we know that we are one
life.
Body, one life. There's no such thing as travel.
Nothing.
Those are only in our imagination. The wind will blow, and like chaff, all that knowledge will what? Will disappear forever. I am the Lord, and besides me, that is God's holy hill. Mount Zion is God's what?
Holy hill.
There's nothing like a man that can go there. Amen?
Amen.
See, holiness is more. You see what holiness is coming to light now? Holiness means to walk the Lord, to be consecrated unto the Lord. That's holiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the days of old, any beast that approached Mount Sinai, when God appeared with clouds and all that, you know, those are what they call allegories. Any beast that approached that mountain was to be stoned to death. You know what the beast is today?
Man.
It's man. Somebody say, I'm not a beast. How can you call me a beast? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man that walks carnally is a beast. Hallelujah. With the imprint of the mark of the beast. Jesus Christ said, look at them. Say, look at you, brood of what?
Vipers.
Of vipers. Offspring of snakes. Now the snake is the beast, is the dragon, is the devil, is Satan. So you have your what? Your father, the devil.
God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See it? That's why we must be born again.
Amen.
Transform in our mind, in our thinking. Arise back to that original state in God. Hallelujah. He has given us a song for remembrance. So that every man that can see the song will what? We will be saved by that. You see him, recognize the mystery. Seeing him is recognizing what?
The mystery.
Now, some of you didn't come the other day for fellowship. We had a fellowship on Wednesday. Praise God.
Amen.
Come and see how God moved.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We share the communion. We share about the communion. And you see, when you have the communion, what the communion does is to open your eyes.
Amen.
To see what is the mystery.
Hallelujah.
Of Christ, the body of Christ, before this world was.
Amen.
Paul says that he was mandated in the book of Ephesians, he was mandated to preach what?
The mystery
of the fellowship that we had, all of us, we had in God.
Amen.
Before this world was. He came to expose it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the sons of God might what? Return back to that sphere. And it starts right now.
Amen.
You can now begin to live in eternity. You hear what our brother says? You don't need to die.
Amen.
Immortality has been brought to life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, God is not desiring that you stay here and eat pasta for 1,000 years.
No.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What I'm saying is that you can lay hold on the life of the Spirit.
Amen.
And begin to walk in that life right now.
Amen.
Praise God. You will only see with your eyes the dissolving of the nations around you, but it shall never touch you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. This is the blessing we have. God, the Bible says, he has what? Commanded the blessing. Unlimited
blessings.
Talk with the book of John. John chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, by exposing the mystery of God.
Of course.
You know, when Moses went to the, when Moses first left Egypt, he came to a well. And you know the shepherds were blocking the well. There was a well there in the wilderness, and the shepherds were blocking the well so that some seven maidens could not fetch water from the well. You know what Moses did? He drove all those shepherds away and gave those seven maidens water to drink. Amen. Now you know what that well is today? And you know those shepherds that were around the well? Those are the pastors you see everywhere today. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we drive them away so that people will hear the truth.
Amen.
That's why they can never be my friends.
At all.
Hallelujah. Amen. I love them. See, but they know that when I preach, I'm exposing everything. And if I expose everything, they will lose their crowd and everybody will lose them.
Their money.
So they have to fight back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see these things in the Bible. All over the Bible. Amen. God wants to expose the truth. Let that revelation to come forth so that the people will be saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus.
John chapter 3 verse 30. No, is it Jesus? Verse 30. He says, he must
increase. But I must decrease.
He that cometh from above
is above all.
Is above
all.
He that is of the earth is what?
Earthly.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And speaking of the earth.
Amen.
He that cometh from heaven is a what?
Above
all. Amen. And he has seen and heard that he testifies. And what no man
receives his testimony.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You see, let me tell you something.
John chapter 3:32.
When you begin to preach, reveal to people, to men, what God has showed you in heaven, don't expect anybody to receive you. And listen to me. Mm-hmm. Don't expect people to receive you. Men, not all will receive you.
Just what they will not.
They will not. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anybody that will receive you must be ready to live that life as a man. Must be able, ready to humble himself and leave his old traditions. Praise God. Years ago, as we were invited to a church in Novara, a very big church. Now you know, you see, big church, big hall, very massive and very well decorated church. And we preached a message there. After that message, you know that somebody told me that they never seen that kind of silence that they heard that day in that church. If a pin dropped, you'd have heard it. But you know that it's only one person out of that crowd that followed, that called me after that message and followed me to listen to this. Only one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us not be carried away with the glories of this world, brethren. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, it's the cares of life that make people not hear their Father speaking to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The cares of life makes people shrink away from the truth. But that should not be our what?
Portion.
Our portion. Praise God. Let's go on. Let's be fast. We'll run up here. It says, but I'll repeat verse 32. And what he has seen and heard, that he testified. And no man received his testimony. And he that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true.
Amen.
For he whom God has said, speak the words of God.
Amen.
For God giveth not the spirit by what?
Measure.
By measure unto him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Father loveth the Son and has given him what?
All things
into his hands.
Amen.
He that believes on the Son has what?
Everlasting life.
And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God
abideth on him.
You will remain as a mortal man. Amen.
Amen.
The caterpillar and the canker worm will, you said, they'll lick your flesh day and night. The devourer will devour you day and night. you will not have fruits of joy, love, and peace. Now, people think that God is cursing you. When you say the wrath of God, God does not curse anybody. When you see eternal life and you draw away from it, you only forsake your mercy. Jonah says, those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercies. You have your mercy extending his hand towards you, and you what?
Jesus.
You turn your back on it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us be among that wise generation that will hearken to the words of the Lord. He says, those that believe in that name shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe in that name by conforming yourself to that name, by walking in that name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Recognize yourself in the body of Christ and participate in the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Participate and yearn earnestly to experience this love that surpasses knowledge. Praise God. Because love is the end of all things. God is love, and love forms all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us stand up.